I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, heard only on 101.7 WXZY FM, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the advent of Kane's signature 837 telephone prefix. Sometimes the numbers 837 randomly present themselves to us. Like when the tab for lunch at the drive-thru is $8.37. Or when you glance up at the clock and the time is 8:37. For anyone who grew up in Kane, that sequence of three numbers has special meaning. For those of us who moved away long ago, the numbers 837 always evoke memories of home. Dating back to 1912, when the Bell Telephone Company installed a state-of-the-art central switching station in the cone block on Fraley Street, picking up the phone and speaking directly to a switchboard operator would become the standard method for connecting a call. According to Wikipedia, before dial telephones, all calls were made with the help of an operator. You picked up the phone, there was no dial tone. And you talk to a live person who almost always was a woman, and she placed the call for you. This was the only way to initiate a call. If the operator wasn't there or was busy, it was tough luck. That first switching station in Kane had only five operators, by the way. It was 50 years later when a November 5, 1962 editorial in the Kane Republican finally signaled the end for the telephone operator era. Under the heading, A New Way of Life, the paper wrote, "We picked up the phone, dialed a long-distance number, and the call came through perfectly. We have been automated in this advancing space age as one of the last areas to be dialed. Even perfection without our hello girls is lacking, like Metrical instead of steak." We go back to the days of the two phone services here, Bell and Union. You are an old-timer if you can remember cranking them up. Some of the voices at Central will never be forgotten, nor will their many courtesies and their neighborly comments. But we knew, the girls knew, that it was only a matter of time. We can recall emergencies of many kinds where personal services of the girls were far beyond the ordinary call of duty. Some received national recognition. All were the symbol of the Bell. The first direct dial call was made by Mayor Harry Schreiber on November 4, 1962, to his aunt in Bakersfield, California. John R. Lampas, a Bell retiree who supervised the installation of the original switchboard in 1912, Marjorie Hole, chief operator, and Harold Ashbaugh, the service foreman of the Kane plant, were in attendance when the historic call was placed. The advent of the 837 telephone prefix came during a time of especially big news events of local and world importance. On Friday, October 28th, the nation breathed a collective sigh of relief when the frightening Cuban Missile Crisis was finally defused. The following day, touchdown Tim Montgomery and his Kane High teammates were the talk of the town when they capped the first undefeated and untied football campaign in school history, downing Warren 13-0. On November 1st, the Kane Republican published a special section welcoming Kane's newest industry, Affiliated Industries, to town. Meanwhile, local merchants flooded the pages of the Kane Republican with special deals for 837 dial days on November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in honor of the pending switchover. As a postscript to the story, singer Tommy Tutone released his hit song Jenny, or 867-5309, in 1981, and I must admit to always singing along when I hear it, and without fail, inserting the old 837 prefix in place of 867 every time. I'll bet some of you do, too. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.